Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Before we kick the show off tonight, I wanted to come on and just say, as we do these pop-up shows, we're not poking fun at the situation. We realize how serious the situation is that we are all in right now. And more importantly, on our end of it, from the hospitality industry, we recognize all the things that are happening. We've had several good friends be laid off from their jobs today. We have restaurants that are going out of business and aren't going to be able to reopen. We understand the severity of this. We understand how serious it is. And we will make a pledge to you guys that once this is all over, we will do our best here on the show, myself and Jeff. We will do our best to do everything we can to help you find new jobs, to help you do what needs to happen, to make sure you can still put food on your table and other tables out there all across the nation. We appreciate everything you guys do, and keep in mind, we do understand the severity, but we also understand how important laughter is. But in the meantime, guys, this is for you. We'll start the show in 1 second.
Won't back down. of the greatest athletes in battle, traveling from one end of the United States to the other, is what big time is all about.
Can you shut the fuck up for 30 seconds? You might learn something.
Welcome to Mama Food Pod, number one live digital audio industry show for chefs by chefs. Hosted by multi-time Food Network winner and award-winning chef, Chef Plum, and culinary veteran, starring the Food Saver commercial, Chef Jeff. So wrap, date, and rotate, because the boys are about to set your mise en place. Here are the Good Brothers.
Yeah, wow. Everything's a little wild tonight, Jeffy.
Things are crazy.
Everything is a little bit loud. I feel like all my volumes are messed up. I'll tell you why everything's messed up a little bit, Jeffy, because I was on Anna and Raven's show this morning, and I did it from the studio down here. And I adjusted the settings a little bit like an asshole.
Well, every show's got their own vibe, their own one about volume.
Exactly, right? Well, good times. Well, Jeffy, here we are, quarantine show number two, pop-up show, and, you know, listen, we got a great third mic joining us tonight, man. One of my favorite people in the state. She was great on our series, Elite Chef. Literally one of the nicest human beings in the world you can meet. All the good things she does for the restaurant industry, and she's actually a very beautiful person inside and out and really funny, Jeffy. Wouldn't you agree? She's funny as shit.
I love Steph. I think she's amazing. She's awesome. She's light on her feet. She sings like a nightingale. She's a pleasure to always have around.
Well, absolutely. So, ladies and gentlemen, please say hello to our third mic, our favorite nightingale herself, the one and only Stephanie Webster. Hey, Steph, what's happening?
Hey, I love being on your show. I want to be on their show every night. You can just say nice things about me.
Yeah. Well, listen, we want you on the show every night. We do. And I'm already getting messages, guys, just so you know. That was our good buddy Ryan Starr's cover of Won't Back Down. I just thought it was I thought it was appropriate to play a song. And I was afraid that we come on this program and we make a lot of silly jokes, you guys. But, I mean, Jeffy, I thought maybe saying something ahead of time might help that.
You mean warning everybody about the song?
No, warning everybody that, you know, we're going to make jokes and stuff, but we know it's a very serious situation.
I think you're an idiot if you think that we don't realize it's serious. But yeah, I'm glad you said it to the stupid people out there who might complain.
Yeah. If you haven't checked out Ryan Starr yet, you got to. He's a good brother. We love him very much. He's an amazing singer-songwriter and just a really good person. Steph,
hold on.
Good people.
Can I say it?
Please.
Can I say Ryan's thing? At I of R Star.
Nicely done. It is hard to say. I'm not going to lie.
Because I mumble sometimes, and he was upset at me. Yeah. I listened back to that.
He wasn't upset.
That was loud and clear. Yeah. Loud and clear.
Oh, that was pretty good. Steph, speaking of good people, holy shit, what are you doing? You're out there, like, fighting the good fight right now.
Hey, man, it's all you can do right now is help someone else. I mean, we're all sitting here quarantined in our houses, so we figured, why not start a movement? You want me to give a little talk about Food for the Frontline?
I'm happy to
tell everybody about it.
Yeah, do it.
So there is, let's do it. There's this incredible woman, Nicole Strait, who started raising money.
I know her.
You know her. She was formerly of Food Rescue US, and she just grassroots started raising money such that she could keep the Connecticut restaurants in business and deliver meals to first responders, healthcare workers. So she's just run around doing this. She raised like $8,000 in 3 days, and we decided we need a little bit more heft, and we need to blow it out a little bit. So CP Bites joined in, and we started a GoFundMe. And you can find that at Food for the Frontline. Please donate. And the amazing thing is, it's the community giving money to the Connecticut restaurants, which desperately need your help right now.
Absolutely.
Giving money to the healthcare workers that are giving back to our community. So it's like a perfect circle. It's just beautiful.
Well, it's a fantastic thing to do, because I think, you know, I mean, what I am happy to say is that I was afraid that the industry itself was going to be kind of forgotten in this entire mix. But, you know, I'm happy to say, I feel like it's actually being mentioned a lot, even in like media and press conferences. It is being talked about.
It really is.
You know, I think that's great.
Yeah. And Yeah, it's really one of the hardest hit industries. If you look at some of those pie charts, like the restaurant industry across the country is by far the hardest hit. So we have to step up and do something for everyone.
Absolutely. And listen, I'm not a Trump fan whatsoever, but I mean, he's actually said that, you know, the last press conference, he was like, we got to take care of these people who are tipped employees and the hospitality industry, because if we don't, we're going to lose them. And unfortunately, we are going to lose some of them. And I hate that. I hate that so much, but it's going to happen. I mean, Jeff, how many chefs are calling you
now? It's heartbreaking.
Yeah. I mean, Jeffy, how many chefs are calling you now for jobs and telling you what's going on with themselves and how they're getting laid off?
I've had a lot of chefs call recently who've been laid off. Good brothers of ours have been laid off, and other people. You know, I mean, restaurants are closing. They're scared. They don't know when they're going to be able to open back up. Numbers were already down, and then they were told they had to close. And you know, a lot of people are kind of focused check to check. And I mean, there's a lot of things that are kind of coming up that are going to help them, I think, in the long run. But I think you're going to have to weather this initial storm to even make it to where that will help you. And that's where it's really scary. And, you know, it's not just restaurateurs. I mean, think of people who work in gyms, you know, the trainers, mm-hmm. think of people who play music in bars. Think of all the people who go out and entertain and put smiles on faces. I bet you there's not a comedian out there who can get a gig right now. You know, I mean, there's a lot of people who are really suffering and it's sad. And my heart goes out to every single one of them, you know. Just keep your head high and hang on.
Yeah, go ahead, Steph.
I was going to say, we on my side business, we happen to own the acoustic out in Black Rock in Bridgeport.
Oh, wow.
And I don't know that it's ever going to open again. I mean, truly, after this, once it's closed for a couple months, I don't know. So, I mean, that's happening everywhere.
Well,
it is daunting.
It's crazy, but I think... You know, we all got to try to stay positive about it. I think the more negativity we put out there about it, you know, which is hard to do. Trust me, it's very hard to do. But we got to try to stay positive. None of us know what's going to happen. I mean, none of us have lived through anything like this, which is crazy.
But Plum, I have to say, I am blown away by what's going on in these communities. The chefs supporting other chefs who are out of work, and the people supporting restaurants, and just everybody is coming together. People, I have the number of people who are calling me, who are asking me, like, who can I deliver a meal to? Or is there someone, a senior, who can't get out of their house?
Wow.
These are people who are willing to drive, who are willing to put theoretically their lives at risk going into these situations. And there are tons of them. They are overflowing. So I am, as horrible as this is, I am blown away. Like, in my heart, I feel so much love in this community. I know it sounds super hokey. But truly, I'm very impressed by this community pulling together to help people who need it.
Man, you're absolutely right, and I love that. And you know, we're running a little behind on the show, so I gotta be the guy who keeps us, you know, on our our schedule here as best as humanly possible.
You do what you gotta do.
But
do what
tonight,
you gotta do.
But tonight, you know, we got Steph joining us, of course. Jeffy's here. I'm here. We're gonna talk to a nurse here very soon, later in the show, who is right on the front lines. She's actually a little concerned, just wants to kind of stay anonymous as much as possible. So we're gonna call her Nurse Michelle from New York. She's going to join us in a little bit here and talk about stuff. But speaking about amazing people who are doing amazing things, I had to get this gentleman on the show, Jeffy, just for all the good work he's doing. First of all, the man looks,
absolutely.
I mean, he should be an underwear model, 100%, no question about it. Like, this is the dude who should be selling Calvin Klein underwear, no doubt about it. But more importantly, the good that he's doing out there in the world, his restaurants here in Connecticut are fantastic. But more importantly, what he's doing with them, how he's taken a bad situation and made it amazing to put smiles on people's faces, really was inspiring to me, man. I was so excited about it. Ladies and gentlemen, good brother Chef Matt Storch has joined the program now. Chef, bro, you are literally so inspiring. I'm not even like blowing smoke up your ass. I'm being serious. Like, I think, Steph, I sent you a message, didn't I?
Yeah. Yeah, you did.
He's
telling the truth.
I'm blown away.
You.
I love it, bro. What you're doing is absolutely killing it, man. It's so inspiring.
I'm blushing. Thanks, guys. That's so sweet.
I really don't think you want to see me in my underwear, but I appreciate that.
Well, hang on a second. I got to check with Jeff. Jeffy, is blushing a symptom of coronavirus?
It is. Do you have a fever?
Just cold. I'm very cold.
Yeah, you just have a cold? Okay, well, right now you don't meet our criteria for testing, so you just want to stay home, socially distance, 6 feet away from everybody, don't kiss your wife or your dog, keep it going.
That's right.
No test. I'm good. I'm clean. Thank you. Appreciate
Chef,
it.
What are you doing,
What's new, guys?
Just tell us a little bit about what you're doing, man, with how you're giving food to some of the frontline people. I love it.
I'm following Steph and Nicole's lead is what I'm doing. I mean, they were instrumental in this. And, you know, for me just to take it, you know, because Nicole was running around, you know, hey, let me give you money and let me get, you know, a delivery set up for the food to be brought to Trumbull, et cetera, et cetera. So I figured, you know, let's take it into the restaurant hands a little bit too and give it another avenue. And so food for the front lines, you know, it was like, let's put a little button on the POS system and have people dial in. And when they order food or pick up food or take out food, they can just instantly buy a meal or 10 for the people working in the front lines. And wow. Since I put it in the POS system a couple days ago, you know, we've already, I just hit the, I told everybody once we hit the 50 meal mark, we'll make the food and we'll get it delivered. And it kind of takes that out of Nicole's hands in one way or the other to get it delivered. So we've reached that mark. Now I'm checking with Nicole and making sure that these receiving agencies will take it. Wow. And they've loved it. So far, so good. Awesome. I'd love to get another 50 banged out in, you know, by the end of the week.
How much money do you need to make 50 lunches?
Amazing.
Well, we're doing you know, 15 to 20 bucks a pop. I have both numbers there.
Okay.
So, you know, if you do it by 20, we're talking about $1,000.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I think I, Steph, what was the number? 750 meals so far delivered.
That's crazy.
Yeah, well, I think today they delivered over 100. So I think we're easily over 850. We're getting close to 1,000 already, and it's only been like 5 days.
Wow. That's awesome. And we're not, you know, we're not talking about a peanut butter and jelly. Like I threw in.
Yeah, these are meals.
I made like the double Mac, the double Big Mac with a brownie, a salad, and, you know, some of our homemade chips from Match Burger in Westport. And, I mean, that's a serious meal, dude.
Nice, man.
these guys are psyched.
And so you're
happy to do.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, and it's keeping my guys busy, and it's keeping, here's the key point right here, right? It's keeping the food moving through the restaurants. Right. So everybody thinks, oh, these places aren't busy. They must have food laying around. We don't. We're moving through it because of this, which is great.
Right, man. I mean, it's such an inspiring thing to see. I just love to see. Listen, our industry, I think sometimes with the chefs and stuff, we get a bad rap. And I mean, there really are some. you think? But literally, some of the best people you can meet, I joke up all the time, and Jeff and I talk about this, we're kind of like, especially our generation, Chef, and you're in that generation too, sorry. We're the lost boys, man. It's what we are. We're, you know, but here's the thing. There's some really, really good people in there, and I think you are showcasing that yourself, you and Steph, and of course, Nicole, doing what you guys are doing, delivering meals. Any way to kind of get this all together and have just restaurants across Connecticut on board? I mean, it couldn't be that hard to mobilize everybody. It sure seems like they all want to be on board.
No.
Yeah, we're working on it.
Yeah, go ahead, Matt. Yeah, we've had conversations with the Connecticut restaurant. We've spoken with the Connecticut Restaurant Association, and they're trying to mobilize it a little bit further. So it went okay.
Sorry.
Here's the bottom line. Everybody wants to be a part of this. It helps the Connecticut restaurants wherever they are in Connecticut. So there's no reason why the association or any particular town wouldn't want to find a point person and get this moving. It's just good for your neighborhood. It's good for your area. So we're hoping that we can mobilize across Connecticut. And quite frankly, I hope that people take this over and run with it in other states. There's no reason why you can't replicate it.
Absolutely not.
That's the goal.
I mean,
we didn't do this to show off our egos and come up with an idea by ourselves and run with it. You know, this is like, share, you know, and that's, it's amazing to tell you the truth, Plum, you know, the conversations that I've had with some of the chefs in the area, you know, who you never thought you were such good friends with until something like this happens.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, everybody is just sharing ideas and like, what can we do? How can we, you know, save us, you know? So it's great. We're running with it.
Man, I think it's great that you're still keeping people working, too. That's what's really awesome about it. I mean, listen, these guys, I mean, so many of our friends that we've talked to today, I mean, literally, I've talked to three people today who were laid off and are concerned and worried about what they're going to do. And they're, you know, I mean, a lot of these guys, they don't know how to file for unemployment, so you're trying to help them figure that stuff out. I mean, it's got to be difficult. Thankfully, Matt, you're still keeping people working, which is amazing.
Some, yeah, some. Not all, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Not everyone.
You do what you can, brother. I mean, listen, we got to get through this, you know. I mean, no one knows what this is going to be like, how long it's going to last, or, you know, I don't know. I think that when you come out on the end of something, it's kind of like doing a busy dinner service, man. When you get your ass kicked for dinner, and then at the end of the night, when you finish it and it's successful, everybody feels a little bit closer. Your team does. I think it's kind of the same thing with this. Mm-hmm. At least that's how I'm trying to look at it. I mean, we're all going to go through this thing together. By the end, when we come out, I think we'll all be a little closer. I hope.
100%. I agree.
No doubt about that. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you were saying, you know, it's amazing. The point of the show, you were saying you hear the word restaurant in the politician's vocabulary, which has never, ever been there before.
No.
And when you hear the governor and the president speaking about restaurants and how much we need to help them, maybe there is a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel for us, you know?
I mean, like them or not, I'm not even trying to be political. That's all irrelevant. It's just the fact that it's even there and being talked about and being in the conversation makes me happy.
Absolutely.
Unbelievable. Yep. Well, bro, seriously, you're inspiring to everybody. I mean, there's got to be a way. Can we set something up so we can, I mean, if you guys are all together, can we donate to the link that Steph has? Or do we, I mean, how do we make that happen? I want to give you money.
Yeah,
how can
of course.
I do that?
Yeah, give it to the GoFundMe page.
Give it.
Nicole,
yeah,
you know,
so the
Nicole
way,
and Steph are spreading the wealth.
Okay.
Yeah, and we can set these, I mean, we have connections all over Connecticut. So if there's a specific agency you want to give to, we can find a restaurant to donate to them. We, you know, the goal is the more money we raise, the more people we can feed, the more health workers we can feed. It's just, we just got to keep this going. We need momentum. So go to the GoFundMe page for food for the front lines.
Well,
that's
Steph,
the bottom
can you
line.
Send me the info or give me a link or something? So what I'll do is I'll push a shit out of it. I'll start having Anna from Anna and Raven push a shit out of it on the radio for you. I mean, we can put it on TV. It's not hard to do.
Fabulous. Yep, that would be great.
We can make all
appreciate
that
the help.
We're all in this together. And Jeffy, you hear about this stuff happening up here in our state. I mean, it'd be awesome if we could mobilize this down there with you guys.
Yeah, no, there's definitely people already doing it. I mean, it's kind of the spirit of the human spirit, I think, is really kicking in. You know, there's a lot of people who, you know, they don't have anything to do. I mean, if your restaurant's being shut down and there's nothing, I mean, people won't want that food to go to waste. So they're all trying to kind of like figure out, you know, avenues and ways to use it so that they can either save it for a later date or feed people who can actually use it. And I think, the thing with the front lines, I haven't seen as much, which I think was really awesome because I think first responders and nurses and all these people really need to get fed because they're really pushing.
You know, I was happy here in my town. You know, one of the things that made me super happy out here, Steph, was that here in Newtown, there was no plan in place for, you know, there's kids who depend on school lunches and that's their meal, and I can't talk about it because I'll get really upset.
That's a huge deal.
Kids who can't eat bother me. And Chef, I mean, you have kids and stuff.
Yep.
All of us have kids. You guys know.
Oh,
man.
God. That drives me nuts.
I can't handle it. But I got to say, man, I was fully prepared to start doing a whole bunch of food for these kids. And I reached out to the superintendent, to our first selectman. They were like, we got a plan. Don't worry. We'll let you know. We need your help. We'll get involved. And it was great. I mean, like you said, Jeff, the human element of it is really cool to see people coming together.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's really amazing. It's amazing to see, just to hear all these different stories and my feeds on my Facebook and my Instagram are just inundated with, you know, buy a pizza for somebody the next time you come in, you know, buy a meal for this person, you know, hey, throw money out. You know, I mean, it's like everybody has like a different thing going on. You know, some people are just like, we basically turned our restaurant into a food bank and we're working with this company now to try to get as much food as we can out. And I mean, just all these different stories, and they're happening all across the country. I mean, people in California, our good friend David.
Oh, yeah. Over at Masa Taco.
Yeah, over at Masa Taco is doing a bunch of stuff for people. You know, he's ordering a bunch of stuff wholesale and trying to get it out there for people.
Nice.
Excuse me. So I think, I think it's just happening everywhere, and I think people are just seeing the fact that people are hurting, you know. And it's a really scary time. I think... you know, as it says on the CDC website, it's a very fluid situation. We're not sure exactly which way it's going to go or what's going to happen next. And so So everyone's just kind of like, it's high pressure. So you know, if you can help somebody, help them out, because this is a time when we really need to bond together as people. And you know,
a long way,
no bullshit. You know,
yeah,
rich, Paul, black, white, small.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Everybody needs a little. Everybody's hand.
Matt, we got to get you on the show. Sorry. Go ahead, Steph. Sorry. It's funny because I can't.
No, I was
going to
say honestly, it feels. That is sad. We can't see each other. I was going to say honestly, it feels better. Everyone's sort of sitting at home and they're panicking and no one knows how they can help and everyone feels sort of helpless. So using one of these outlets, it's a good thing to do. It feels good. You're helping someone else and it gives you like some purpose in our lives as we're all sitting here quarantined in our houses.
Yeah,
honestly.
No doubt about it. Matt, dude, I want to get you on the show when all this is done and have like a real conversation with you about what you do in the restaurants. And but we got to make that happen. This is all over with.
Anytime.
I'll get on it.
Anytime. I'm always around.
You'll be hearing from me, Matt. I'll be sending emails or asking to get down there.
Yeah.
I'm kind
you
want to
find more about Matt, you want to get on Instagram, too. Let me say, bud, I'm sorry. I was going to give you a plug and then I'll cut you off.
Yeah, don't worry about it. So check it out. So, Matt, I want to ask you, though, because you were on, you just totally off the subject. You got to come hang out and do an episode of Elite Chef with us, man. That was pretty fun. What did you think of it? Was it a good time?
I was about to say, I didn't get to meet Jeffy, unfortunately. I was I was in the middle, but it was a ton of fun. I loved it. Let's do that again.
Well, listen, the rumor is we're doing it again, so that's the good news. But I love it because it gives a great platform for chefs. But you were fantastic on it. I mean, I just saw you. When you walked the door, I gave you a big hug. I was just so happy to see you, man, and you did a great job. And the episode came out great, I thought.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was fun. Thanks for the invite.
Bro, anytime.
Definitely definitely a break from huge, you know, which is always fun to do.
Well, you know, you've done a little TV in your life too. You're not,
just a little.
You've done a little bit.
Yeah, we'll see.
Jeff, can you give an Instagram plug for Matt?
Absolutely. You want to check out his Instagram page at Chef Storch, or at Match Sono, or at Burger Lobster. Oh, at Match Burger Lobster. Excuse me. That is. Chewed at my tongue for a second. check out any one of those sites. You'll learn more stuff about Matt. Check out his food. His food is amazing, and he's up there killing it, and he's out there really, really throwing down for the people who need it most. So get out there and support.
That's super important. Thanks, man. Bro, we love what you're doing, man. You're the man. I'm going to get information, and we're going to try to push the shit out of this for you guys and see if we can help. And, you know, I mean, listen, I can't come in the restaurant and cook with you, but I can push the fuck out of it, so... I'll do that.
I appreciate that. And then we'll cook.
That's
after.
What matters now.
Yeah, we will. No doubt we will. Absolutely. Look, we got a fun project for the summer,
There you go. We should do some barbecuing 6 foot distance. Steph's really good at the 6 foot distance. So.
Yeah, I bring my measuring tape, actually.
Do you really?
Everywhere she goes.
No, actually.
That's hysterical.
She's a 10 footer, actually. She's not a 6 footer.
Yeah, I prefer 10 to 12. Yeah.
It's the same line I used to tell girls in high school. Ooh. Ow.
Ouch.
Wow, that was not good.
And we turned the corner.
And there you have it.
Matt, listen, thank you for all the good work you're doing out there, brother. We're going to get you on this program soon as a guest. I want to hear all about the restaurants and your story, man. But thank you for all the good work you're doing out there, man. And we'll catch you on down the road, all right?
Anytime. We'll see you guys soon. Thanks for having me.
All right, brother.
Bye.
Bye, Matt.
Good night.
There he goes, Chef Matt Storch.
Awesome. Doing later, Matt.
I mean, I just love anybody who's doing that stuff. And that I love that dude, Jeffy. We got to get him on the show. I want him on, like, every episode just because he's...
Yeah, no, I want to hang out with him. I want to meet him. You speak so highly. Everyone who knows him speaks so highly of him. And I loved him on the show. If anybody was going to be there when I wasn't there, I was pumped that Matt was there.
He played that chef role nicely, right?
Oh, dude, he killed it. He did a great job. His feedback was great. He looks great on camera. He's hilarious. I was bummed not to be there. I'm telling you, it was a sad day for me.
It was actually Steph's idea. Steph goes, "Why don't you call Matt?" And I was like, "That's a damn good idea. We should get Matt on the show."
Yeah, perfect, right? He's great on TV. Certain people are just good. Yeah, he was great.
Yeah,
a lot of times it's just go with it, you know, go with the flow. And he was really good about that. You know, Steph from doing Elite Chef, there was a lot of just go with the flow.
I'm all about go with the flow. Just living one day at a time here. Just roll with it.
It's fine. It's fine. By the way, have I told you this finale came out, Steph? Did you see the finale? You watched it, right?
Yes! Awesome!
Oh
my god,
great.
It was so good. It was fucking great. It was filmed beautifully. There was so much energy in that room. Like, I loved having a live audience.
Right?
It was awesome. And I mean, Dame was, like, ridiculous.
Oh, Dame Drops is the man. And first of all, the three of you can't be in the same room together. You, Jeffy, and Dame cannot be in the same room.
No, we were... That whole night was trouble. That was trouble.
Yeah, we were definitely a problem.
Yeah. Steph, you left, but I'll tell you what, it didn't get any better after you left, because we hung out with Dame forever that night, and oh my god, it was so funny.
I can't even imagine you guys consumed any more alcohol that evening, or he from consumed any more alcohol.
I didn't drink very much at all, because I was driving.
No, you didn't. You were also, you know, hosting and whatnot, so you couldn't really.
Daddy had too much.
Oof. Fun night, fun night.
Did you hear Jeff? Daddy had too much.
In the background there.
Oh, my God.
It was pretty bad.
I think the coolest part about the episode was, and we'll get on with this in a second. I just haven't talked to Steph about it, you guys. Sorry. You know, it's what we do in this program. Was that, and you can find the episode on Facebook, too. I did upload them all into one viewing, like one group on YouTube.
Oh,
I just haven't put
it
out there. I did it for me. But the energy
That's
really
awful.
Came across, right?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. The energy came across. I felt it when we were there in the room.
Yeah.
It was just vibing really well.
Totally.
But in the editing room, they did a good job with that. Yeah, it was a fun episode.
They didn't get any static shots of the audience, which is what I really wanted. And I was like, dude, come on. You got to get static shots. It's the only thing I caught them on. I was like, bro, I'm sitting here screaming when the episode starts, and no one understands why I'm screaming because they don't see the crowd.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would have been helpful.
That's how I look at it, though. Jeff will tell you. I watch these things like 70 times before they go out.
Very critically, I'm sure. Season 2, there's always room to improve in season 2.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Always.
Absolutely. No doubt about it. Well, last thing I'll say about it was so great, Stefan, is just, to me, after we finished shooting, the entire crowd left. Like, they were all there for us. It was awesome.
They were actually there for us. There were a lot of people there.
I know. It was packed.
It was amazing. It was amazing. No, I love it. I would do that night all over again.
Hell yeah. And that means you come back next season, right?
Yeah.
You got to have you and Jeffy back. And you guys are the staples.
I
miss you guys, man. We miss you. Sad.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun to meet and hang out with everybody every week. I miss the chefs, too. I really got to know every one of them. And I really like them all as people. They're all just great people. And,
absolutely. Well, moving the show along, we're running a few minutes behind and everything, but what are you going to do? Lucky enough. Right. I mean, come on. Like, I'm a chef. What the fuck?
No one has anything to do anyway. I mean, let's be real.
That's a good point. What else you got to do? Go fuck yourself. Just listen.
I don't know.
Well, listen.
I got stuff to do, guys. I don't know about you.
What do you got to do, Jeffy?
You got nothing to do. Come on.
Body. You got to eat.
I don't know if you
have.
All right, listen. You have things to do. You got to get rid of your coronavirus, right? That's what you got to work on?
Yeah, that would be good.
I can't go back to work until I have no symptoms or I can get tested, which is sad, sad day.
Man, they won't test them because they have a fever.
Crazy.
Yeah, I don't meet the criteria testing.
even though the governor and the state of New York, Jeffy, says you're not good enough, I think you are.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah. Well,
we
listen,
love you. You deserve
guys,
a test.
Steph's got some tests at her house. She saved a few of them. She just got them. They test people before they come over. She tests them on the road. Like, you can't come on this road until we test you.
And Chef Dan from the that comes on all the time just said, shit, I'm busy as fuck.
Well, he works at the pantry. So
Dan works the pantry in Fairfield, so you know he's rocking and rolling, feeding many, many people. So yeah, that's
well, guys, just awesome. To bring it back to being a little more serious here, there's a lot of questions, and we've talked a lot about what the industry's doing, what chefs are doing, but you know, to try to get some of that important information. We're lucky enough tonight to be joined by someone who is on the front lines, who's been a part of all of it since the beginning, and will be a part of it till the end. I've never met this particular person. This person has asked to remain anonymous, just for sake of things. She's a little worried about, you know, saying the wrong thing or something, which is okay. That's fine. I'm totally down with that. No worries at all. But we're going to get some great information and some questions answered. We're joined tonight by Nurse Michelle from New York, and I'm not making. It sounds like I'm making a joke, Jeff. I'm not make. Tell him I'm not making a joke. You gotta back me up here, Jeffy.
Well, let's call her Nurse Hammer then.
It sounds even more like a joke.
Oh, is that funnier? I was trying to. I don't know.
But you got to back me up here. Like, I'm literally not making a joke. This person, we're calling her Nurse Michelle. She doesn't want to have her real name put out there for her purposes.
Yeah, no, she's on the front line. She's working in a hospital. She's you know, she's going to give us the real scoop and. Yeah. When you get the real scoop, sometimes you got to be protected. So,
I mean, absolutely.
So, yeah.
So, Michelle.
Hi, guys. Hi.
What's happening? How are you?
Good, good. Thank you for asking me to join tonight.
Absolutely. I'm not using, just so you guys know, there's no voice disguiser on her voice. That is an upstate New York accent. I'm just letting you guys all know that.
Did you hear me say apple? Or, yeah.
Uh-huh. Apple.
No, you know what? It could be Midwest. Either way, ooh, but yes, I'm upstate.
That's right.
So
upstate.
To you, that's, you know what, Middletown. But I'm further upstate.
Gotcha.
Actually, Syracuse. It's not top secret. It's
ooh,
just
cute.
You know, when you date a lawyer, maybe you get paranoid. I don't know, but
wow.
But I am a nurse.
Look at you. Go, girl.
Wow. Hang on. You dropped this. Let me pick it up for you. The lawyer you're dating.
Whoa. What do you want to know?
What do you want to know? Well, listen, before we start, just talk a little bit about, obviously don't give away where you work and what you do just for your own security stuff, but talk about like what you do and you know, what your day-to-day has been.
Right, right. In all seriousness, I mean, I'm not, I haven't been exposed to any actual quarantine patients or any patients that are diagnosed as of yet. They are in the area. We have confirmed cases. My role and where I work right now is a surgery center, and we are basically canceling elective procedures. So that means we are trying to save resources. We are trying to keep the inpatient beds open for patients that they anticipate are going to need those beds. So really what I'm seeing right now in my area is the calm before the storm. That's how I feel.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Mm-hmm. We kind of know it's coming. We're putting plans into place. We're ready to mobilize and go where we need to go. But it is that quiet before the storm where I'm at right now.
You know, the president, I'm sorry, the governor of New York today in his press conference came out and said that they've reached out to retired doctors, retired nurses, everyone from people in medical school to nursing school to have a surplus, so to speak, of people, because they anticipate a lot of people getting sick from this, even in the industry, like yourself. Have you heard anything about that? I mean, does that bother you as a nurse to have someone, like, do you really want a 95-year-old nurse in there working with you?
Well, it's a little scary. I guess that, you know, if you're a nurse, you're a medical professional, you're a physician, I think that you took an oath, you have a code of conduct that you follow. It is to help people, it's to take care of people, basically. So I feel it's a little scary, simply because what we've heard about the virus is that it really is harder on the older individual. So if you think about who's retired and who's at home and they've done their time, I mean, these are older individuals. Mm-hmm. So that's a little scary. And right. I actually have, you know, you go on Facebook, you read the stories and whatnot. So I have recently seen somebody who was retired. He was a nurse for 38 years, but he came back in to work in New Rochelle, and he was describing what he was seeing there. And the stuff that I'm hearing is scary. It is a little bit scary, and it's mostly because they just don't have the space, the beds, and the resources. So, I think that if you were to come out of retirement, you'd have to go in with your eyes wide open. And I think if they're doing that, then they really... It's like you said earlier, Jeff, about humanity. You know, people are trying to come out and help each other and step up to the plate and do things that they don't have to do, but they want to do. So I think that's good. I think that makes me feel good about society, but it's scary. And I would be a little nervous, quite frankly, if I was a retired individual and I, you know, maybe was 65, 70 years old. I'm not sure how old these folks are going and when they're going to come back to the front lines again. But
I got to tell you, listen, so I'm old school, guys, literally. Like, I had a dentist who I was with for years who was an old Army dentist. He's probably almost 70 years old. The guy didn't even wear gloves. He didn't believe in wearing gloves if he worked in your mouth. I'm not making that up. It's the weirdest thing you've ever seen.
Incredible.
And then I didn't
I'm
think
not
anything.
Making that up.
I didn't even think anything of it until I went to a dentist who wore gloves. And I was like, oh, how about that?
That's how it's done.
Wow. Okay.
That's kind of gross, actually.
Makes sense.
Kinda
I mean,
gross. It is a little disgusting, yeah.
Well, I thought it was fun to play the game where he would go to, like, fill a cavity. I'm like, oh, did you have tacos for lunch? It was my game we played. But, listen, when you have these guys come back, I just wonder how different – the point of the story is how different are protocols now from when they were maybe 10 years ago or 15 years ago? Has it changed?
I'd like to think the basic principles are the same. I mean, in the last 10 years, I don't think we're going to see that the precautions have changed that much. I mean, I think once, you know, the HIV epidemic came out in the 80s and whatnot, I think that was a turning point for, you know, personal protection and, you know, wearing the gloves and being more conscientious of that. So I think that that's not something that's changed significantly. But I think what's scary is that even for me, I hear the updates at work, I read about it and whatnot, but you just don't know 100% what this is all about. They say it's just droplet precautions, but some indications are out there that it could possibly, you know, it seems it's living a little longer than the regular flu. They're saying it's not airborne, but I think that's where the fear is, but I don't think the precautions are different, and I think people are really taking that seriously. And that's the concern, is that we're running out, or the anticipation is we will run out of some of those protective masks and the gear that you need to keep yourself safe as a provider.
So what are you guys preparing for now? You know, what is the next step? Are you preparing to have an influx of the elderly coming in, or do you expect it to be kind of just everybody? Like, what do you think? Are people just showing up at the hospital saying, hey, I have symptoms? Are they still that dumb, or are they paying attention and calling ahead?
I hope they're paying. I think that we're really, that's the focus right now, is just trying to get a plan out there. We have a call center that's set up, and I don't know what the numbers are today, but I think day one it was 300 calls plus, And so they're just trying to put it out there exactly like you said. You don't want to just rush right in. If you have some symptoms, you know, you want to be triaged over the telephone. You want to call your primary care physician first. If you don't have one, they have numbers out there you can call just to get to a call center, a triage center, and discuss what the options are. The thing with this virus is there's really not a treatment for it. You're just going to try to address your symptoms as you can. But if you have just the basic fever, little aches, coughs, sniffles, something like that, you're going to stay home. You don't want to go into the emergency room and bring that in there. So unless you have, you know, I think they're putting it out there when you come in. You don't come in unless you're really scared, you're really struggling, you're having some shortness of breath, there's some other things going on. So far, I think that's what we're hearing is happening, but it's just, we're just at the very beginning. I think we're a few weeks behind the city, we're a few weeks behind a couple other areas that have already started to really see it.
You know, so what do you think, Michelle? This is just being honest here, we jokingly have been saying, you know, for a week now that Jeff has corona. I don't actually think he has it, but you know, he needs to get tested before he can go back to work. But so he makes the phone calls today, makes the appropriate phone calls, and he can't get tested. They're like, no, you don't have a fever, you haven't had this, but you know, we still aren't going to test you. I mean, what do you think is the right move for that? Obviously, we're saving the tests for the people that need them the most, that we think, who have the most symptoms. But you know, a guy like Jeff can't even go back to work until he gets tested.
Right. I mean, that's a tough call. I think that there's, like you said, there's the monetary aspect. If it's, I don't know how much these tests cost, but if we know healthcare, it probably isn't cheap. So I guess
cheap. We don't sell them cheap.
Well, exactly.
Well, they're free.
Exactly. Yeah, they're 5 cents, but
they grow on trees, actually. I don't know if
so
you knew that.
I think that in a way we're doing a disservice to this whole coronavirus scenario by not testing, simply because maybe we're missing some. We may not have the exact numbers. I think if that's important to people who are studying all of this, they might want to know who really has it. What there might be people that have milder symptoms. We know that that's possible. But so if you did have it, Jeff, we may never know. And would it have been beneficial to count that into their statistics? I'm not sure. So on one hand, I think that that's kind of unfortunate that they don't test people that are maybe in a higher risk zone. I mean, you work in the city. It's possible, thing.
I mean, for me, the thing that was scary is that, you know, I called my initial doctor, told him the story. He said, you know, you don't want to go in unless you have any. You know, he basically was like, don't go to the hospital. You know, don't go to the hospital. You don't want to do that. He was like, unless you need medical attention, you know, there's nothing that you can really do. Just keep away from everybody. So then now that I'm like on the other side of everything, I don't have a fever. I'm kind of on the other side of the cough. I'm feeling a little better. I'm like, all right, well, let's just put this to bed. Let me just find out if I want to leave the house because I don't feel bad. But until I get tested, I feel like it's irresponsible for me to go out and like see other people and be around other people without a mask on or without gloves on, because God forbid, now I'm going to spread this thing that I don't even know if I have it or not, you know, because the other thing is it incubates in some people for 14 days and some people it passes in 14 days. It's like, you know, there's so much, there's so many different stories and different, testimonies about what people have been through, that it's kind of hard to get a handle on what you should actually do for yourself and when are you not at risk to possibly hurting somebody else. You know what I mean? That's like my big concern. It's like, I don't want to hurt anyone else. You know, I feel like I'm going to be fine, but God forbid I like, you know, I'm in the grocery store today and there's like a lady in front of me who's obviously much older than me. And I'm like, I stood more than a cart away from her and some other lady tried to cut in front of me. And I was like, nope, excuse me. I'm in line. She's like, well, move up. And I was like, I'm just trying to give her space. She's older.
Watch the news, your old bag.
I'm just like, you know, I was just like, you know.
And, but you know what they're doing?
Some people don't get it, you know.
Yeah. It's tough. I don't have the answer because, honestly, a lot of viruses, cold symptoms mimic the same symptoms you could possibly have with this COVID-19 if you had a mild, you know, the mild version or whatnot. So, I mean, just because you have a scratchy throat, just because you have a sniffle doesn't mean you have it. But, yeah, I understand what you're saying. You don't want to take that chance and go out and possibly expose a vulnerable person. But what do? I guess you're kind of stuck. I think that if you haven't – I think what they say, though, is you haven't been around somebody who has been exposed and you don't have the fever, I mean, at least for me, and this is, again, how desperate they are for nurses, I think, to come to work, is like if you don't have a fever and you don't have any definite exposure and you haven't traveled outside of the country or been to one of the, high-risk zones, they want you to come to work. So I don't know, outside right. of the hospital, what you do about that.
Well, I think it's to be determined still. I don't think it's that simple. I think we're going to figure it out as the next, 15 days, 10 days kind of progress. I think at the end of this week, we're going to have a much better idea kind of what's going to happen with it. I mean, we'll have 7 good days of testing in. I think we'll have a better idea of everything. So let me ask you this, Michelle. When it comes to the food industry and restaurants doing takeout and, trying to be cleanly and clean, what do you think is the most important thing aside from washing hands that you could tell mm-hmm. someone who's still trying to run, a small business, a restaurant, to reassure people that, listen, we're doing everything we can to keep things clean? What do you think is the most important thing they could do?
I mean, what I'm hearing is it's good if you can exchange a card, make a payment over the phone rather mm-hmm. than handing cash over. I know that I think the important thing is that they're wearing gloves and then they change them with each interaction.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Yeah, actually, St. Paddy's Day is one of my favorite things. I love to go out on St. Paddy's Day. Everything's shut down. So we ordered Reuben sandwiches from one of the local Irish pubs that I like to go to on St. Paddy's Day, and it was kind of like a speakeasy. You pretty much knocked on a locked door, and they opened up the door and handed your bag out to you. I mean, they're just really trying to distance themselves. But I think right. hand washing, obviously, the symptoms that we know, if you have a fever, you have a cough, you think you've been around somebody who's been sick, don't go to work. But, I mean, I just don't think we can do it much more than that.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. I mean, you got to kind of trust the fact that people are keeping it clean. And Steph, have you seen, with all the work that you're doing out there with restaurants
yeah.
Locally, I mean, are they taking extra steps to keep things extra clean that you've noticed?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, it's outrageous. I mean,
that's called a setup, really, by the way,
they're
Steph.
They're going.
I set you up there.
They're going so far above and beyond what they need to do, which makes, as a consumer, I mean, I'm on both sides. I'm on the industry side and a consumer. It certainly gives me, makes me feel at ease with the whole situation. They're taking it very seriously, and they have to. They don't want to be the one that gets someone sick. It's the same as you, Jeff. I mean, nobody wants to be yeah. that person. So they're being as good as they possibly can be. I mean, short of running around wearing masks, but, you guys, the medical professionals, need your masks, so we can't. They're not going to go down that road. But really, I think.
Listen, I don't even have the right mask in my department. It's that
yeah, really
it's that limited.
It's that bad,
right?
Yeah.
Well, I got a website you can buy them on. I've seen them. It's called Wish. You can buy them. They're like $1.95 each with the N91 mask, right?
Wait, yeah, shipped
and
from
I'm
China
sure the
91.
Yeah, you can buy them there. It's easy. You can get them all right there. By
I'm
the way,
sure
the good,
they work.
The good
well
news about this program currently at the moment right now, guaranteed on this show, we are 75% coronavirus free, guaranteed on this program right now. Just so everyone knows, it's a guarantee right now. I mean, I can't say 100, but I'll say 75%.
Good odds. It's good odds.
You brought those masks, which is a great, that's actually where I was heading next, Michelle. I mean, we've all read about, first of all, you see everybody walking around wearing the surgical mask. And first of all, I mean, if you pay any attention to the rest of the world, that does nothing to protect you. It may protect
right.
outside people a little bit more. But if anything, it actually keeps germs contained more in your face, which is probably not a good thing, right?
I wouldn't think so. Yeah, they're not the approved masks. I think it's an N95 mask that you need, and it's, you know, for fine particulate matter. These are, you know, loose, they have gaping holes in the sides. I've even seen pictures of people with homemade masks. I mean, I've literally seen crazy stuff. Like a half of an orange peel with a rubber band around
those,
it. I mean, that
those,
probably
by the
smells
way, have
great,
been very
but
amusing.
Really. Yeah, the bra mask. I've seen a bunch of crazy.
Well, that's
things,
called
but...
that's called a fun Sunday night. I don't know what you call it, but I enjoy using the coffee filters just to tape to my face.
The coffee filters, okay? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which is pretty good. Jeffy, what do you like to use to make
bandana.
Your mask? A bandana,
right? Old school bandana, outlaw style.
Nice. I actually, because, you know, worried about the apocalypse, I went to the store yesterday with. I had my antibacterial wipes in my pocket, my black latex gloves, because I'm a chef, we have black gloves, mm-hmm. on my hands, my 9mm, and just in case I needed to, I put some pantyhose over my head, but when I walked in the store, everyone screamed. I wasn't sure why. I don't know. Maybe it was me.
Well, you probably got the last bag of rice then if you went in there like that.
Listen, they gave it all to me for free, so I didn't complain.
So are you seeing the same things out your way? I mean, we're seeing the empty shelves. We're seeing, you know, the limits on the shelf now, limit 2 per customer.
Yeah. We talked a little bit about this the last pop-up show. I mean, yeah, I mean, you're seeing grocery stores, at least around here with me. I mean, you guys, Steph and Jeff, you guys can speak to this too. Mm-hmm. But you're seeing grocery stores running low on things, running out of things, some shelves being empty. It has nothing to do with the amount of food that we have in our country. And this is, you can ask any chef this and we'll all tell you the same thing. Listen, these warehouses are massive and the amount of food that they have is astronomical. There's no delay or stoppage of the food. What's happening is that these, you know, for instance, my particular grocery store here, it's a family-owned business that we go to. They've got 3 stores. They're great stores. I sound like Trump. They're great stores. They're fantastic stores.
They're the best.
They're the best stores. They're great people. Great people at these stores. They're fantastic stores. But no, they have a. You go there and they're going to be out of things, but they're out of things because people are showing up at 8 in the morning, 7 in the morning, and buying 27 loaves of Arnold's white bread.
That's the problem.
And I hear you.
It's so selfish. So inconsiderate to do that, because then you've got, like, we saw some poor elderly woman trying to find toilet paper the other day, and this person had been to 4 different stores. She was like 85 years old, and we're like, we will find you some toilet paper, honestly, and you know, it's great if you want to hoard your toilet paper, but think about what you're doing to the next person.
Also, people who don't realize that Amazon is still shipping and they'd have toilet paper. You can buy it from them and get it tomorrow. It's easy. But just because you're seeing these shelves being empty doesn't mean that there's going to be a food shortage. It doesn't mean any of that. I mean, a good buddy of ours runs a grocery store, and he's like, we have plenty of food. Don't worry. Mm-hmm. It's all going to be just fine. I mean, Michelle, are you seeing empty shelves up by you yet?
Yeah. I mean, I was at the store last week. Shelves were loaded. Everything was good. I said, I felt a little pressure to buy things. I said, it's like peer pressure. I felt a little pressure, like, I don't really need this food, but everyone's buying all this food. Is there something that they know that I don't know? So my boyfriend said to me, you're being
the lawyer.
Fear pressured. Because I said, I'm feeling peer pressured. I feel like I got to buy all this pasta. I should buy like a 25-pound bag of rice.
Why?
He's like, you're being fear pressured. It's fear pressure. Yeah. But I chilled out. I didn't make the purchase. I left. I have enough in my pantry to survive on for a couple of weeks. I'm good. But it is. It's like fear pressure. People are going crazy out there. So you feel like, well, if I don't go crazy, then I'm not going to get something.
Well, Michelle, is there anything we can do? I mean, listen, you heard us talking earlier about what we're trying to do to help local restaurants and stuff. I mean, is there anything we can do as, you know, the public to help hospitals and places that need certain things? What can we do?
Well, you know, I think the hospitals are okay right now. I think what I've been hearing, I heard just tonight on the news, was something about some of the programs that are not for profit that maybe get formula out to moms, and they get the WIC mm-hmm. out to the families. I've heard of that. I've heard also that there were some concerns about now that the schools are canceled, that the kids that are in that category where they depend on that school lunch, you know, they get the reduced rate lunch or they get free lunch, something like that, the kids out there might kind of fall through the cracks. So what I'm seeing is people kind of just opening up their home saying, hey, if anyone, if you have kids or your kids in the neighborhood or your friends need to come over for lunch, come over for lunch. We have one pizzeria that has said we're giving out slices of pizza at lunchtime. It was like slice of pizza, drink, some carrot sticks or whatever for a free lunch. So for kids that need something for lunch. So that's those are things. There's a need for that. But I do like what you're doing. That's amazing and wonderful. It does make you feel warm and fuzzy.
Look, I'm telling you right now, you are sitting here in the presence of amazing and warm and fuzzy. Her name is Steph Webster. She's awesome. Right there.
Lovely chatting with you.
Michelle, before we get you out of here, we appreciate your time tonight. And again, maintaining your anonymity. I can't spell that word, Jeff, but I did just read it and read the definition, so I thought I would use it in a sentence. None of us know how long stuff like this lasts. All we can do is go on watching other countries and know what we know about other viruses and things like that. I mean, Michelle, is this something that in your expert medical opinion, I mean, are we talking through the summer here, or is it true that a lot of these viruses are killed by, you know, the heat of the day, the ultraviolet rays from the sun as it gets hotter? And you have a microphone, so go ahead and assume you're an expert right now. Don't worry.
That's the question of the hour.
But we'll let you answer.
Well, in my humble opinion, I think that it should fizzle out a little bit in the summer. But unfortunately, flu season starts up again in September. I don't want to be the Debbie Downer. I mean, I hear that sound like wah, wah, wah as I say that. But I really am not sure. Yeah. That exact sound.
Yeah.
I'd like to think that we're going to see a decline in July and August. But I'm hearing, like the city, New York City, is about 45 days from their peak, from what I'm hearing.
Jesus.
So that's a little scary to me, to be honest. But yes, from what I hear, and as we know about the flu, many other viruses, they kind of fizzle out in the warmer months.
Well, so this is the crazy part. Michelle, check this out. And Steph, I don't know how much you keep in touch with this, but I'm obsessed with it, and I watch and read all of it. There were no new cases reported in Connecticut today.
That's awesome.
Now, I don't know if that,
really?
That means jack shit. Yeah, it's been
they're just waiting for testing, right? They're probably
waiting for testing. It's been 68 since yesterday. I mean, I don't know if that what that someone did die at our first death, but I don't know what that means
that
in the whole scheme of things. But that's what it was today. You know, I mean, there's not enough time to really see how much the numbers actually mean. You know,
let's just sit with that for a minute. That's a good thing. That's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a good thing. I was giving out – I had a sign today that said free hugs and kisses, and no one took me up on it. I was like – I was excited. I said no new cases, free hugs and kisses. Nothing.
Woo.
Nothing. Yeah.
Well, so unfortunately, Plum, I think the things that you're saying right now is the thing that is what's letting people think that they can still go outside and walk around and hang out.
The hugs and kisses.
And that's just not the case. There's no tests in America. There's not enough. Unless you're a celebrity or unless you are dying, you're not getting tested.
Right.
And it's so do not fucking go out still. Like, it's not funny to me to think that just because there's not another new test, we should not, because I hear this all the time. Oh, well, there's no new tests in China. You know, they just closed the hospital in China. And I'm like, dude, they closed like New York, Washington, Connecticut, and Vermont or something worth of places in China all down, completely, and opened up giant hospitals and, you know, did what they can do. And, you know, hats off for how hard they fought it to make it that way. We're not doing that, nor do we have the testing in place to really help and monitor to where all these people are. It's like, I'm hearing the same story from so many people about not being able to be tested. And then they're going back to work or going back to doing whatever it is they do. And it's like, that's where I'm worried that it's going to spread, because I feel like it's not being taken as seriously in some places as I think it should be, because they're looking at things like that, like, oh, no one died today in West Virginia. Well, you know what I mean, or whatever. You know what I mean? It's like, I just think that it's until, like, these bans are lifted and until this stuff is going on, like, I'm happy that that's happening, but we need to make sure that people are still not fucking around.
Yeah, 100%.
Everyone's got to lock it down. They got to take this. Stay the fuck inside. Stay the fuck at home. Just stay the fuck at home.
Yeah, just stay home. Listen, that's absolutely right. Michelle, final one for me. We talk about here at my house, we've been telling our kids, and my wife and I talk about it. Basically, like, we were going to go see the kids' grandparents wanted to come over and see them. We said no, and they were like, oh, really? Mm-hmm. And I was like, yes, because basically you've been traveling or whatever. So for the past, you know, the past 10 people who you've been around are basically what you're bringing into our house if you come over here. Do you think that's a fair assumption?
I think it's a fair assumption. I think you're being responsible with that attitude. Of course, I want to see my mom. I would love to visit her. I'd love her when everybody kind of is home and has downtime for her to come and be around and have dinner. But I go to work every day. I don't really know if I could be exposed to somebody. And sure, I last week I had a scratchy throat. I had a headache for 24 hours. I mean, I don't know. All I know, it could have been something. I was in New York City two and a half weeks ago. For that reason, I think it's just like, hey, I'll catch you in a month. Let's revisit things then.
Yeah.
Because you care about them. And it's that population, like I mentioned earlier, that is most vulnerable. And why would you want to take a chance? I think that better safe than sorry. I like the thought that, hey, if you're doing too much and it turns out it wasn't necessary, well, that's okay. It's still, the outcome's going to be good, rather than be too lax and then regret. So yeah. I think it's best to just do it like that. Just take it easy, kind of keep your distance, even from some of the people that you care most about, and it's because you care most about them that you do that. So I agree with you.
Excellent. Well, Michelle, we thank you so much for taking time to come on here and give us a little rundown and give us a nurse's point of view. We really do appreciate it. Listen, I should have given another option there for Steph to ask a question or something. I just talk a lot, Steph. Sorry, I can't help myself.
You were asking great questions. I had nothing to
add.
They were
good questions.
All good.
All right. Professional broadcaster, Jeff, do you hear that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Skills.
On top of it.
Mad skills.
Professional douchebag.
Well, thank you. Thank you again for asking me to join. It was fun. I didn't really get to crack the jokes, and I didn't really,
next time.
But next time, on a lighter note.
Listen, I'll tell you right now, I know firsthand that nurses, people who work in the actors and entertainment industry, and chefs and construction workers are some of the worst people in the world when it comes to making jokes. I know it for a fact. Like, you could say some of the worst shit ever. I know you can.
Oh, we're twisted.
They have the dirtiest minds.
That's what I'm saying. It's absolutely 100% the way it goes.
You can't be right and see the things that we see.
Well, Michelle, listen.
You can't be right.
Keep that phone by you. We may be reaching out to you again here in our quarantine.
Right,
so we appreciate you. Please stay safe. Wash your hands. Keep yourself clean. And thank you so much, seriously, for all the work you're doing and being out there and taking care of people. It means the world to us, and we can never thank you enough for what you do. So we appreciate
all
you
right.
so
seriously.
Much.
Seriously. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. And again, I appreciate this time on here. And take care of yourself. Be safe.
Absolutely. Thanks, Michelle. There she goes.
Love you.
An actual nurse on the program, Jeffy and Steph. How about that? To give us a little rundown. She was pretty good.
You've really elevated this show to a whole new level.
I got nurses. I got it's great. I mean, we had a pharmacist on Monday night. How about that?
Oh, really? Fancy. I didn't hear that one.
Yeah, she was on Monday night talking about all kinds of crazy shit with it. Jeff, she was great, man. Good find on your end.
Yeah. Well, you know, she's part of the fam, and she really cares about people too. You know, she's a nurse because she loves to help people.
Well, I'll ask you guys. Do you need a break for a few seconds? We got about a few minutes left here. We have one more segment of the show here to get to. Do you guys want a breather for a second? Take a leak. Get a drink. Are you good? You want to keep going?
Yeah, let's just run it through, man. What are we doing next? This is fun.
Oh, we got a lot of things next, actually. We're going to have a real conversation. Jeffy's done some research, and so have I. Just simple. It won't be a long segment. Just talking about, like, what to do when you're laid off and that kind of thing. And plus, our man on the street, Chef Dan Monroe, is the man on the street currently right now. He's out there interviewing people about the coronavirus, getting, you know, firsthand information from people. He's got a check-in for us, as a matter of fact. He's got a little info. Let's go to him right now. Dan, are you with us?
Hey, man, yeah, what's going on?
Oh, Dan. Listen, Monday night you came on the program and had a lot to give. We really appreciate it, man, some of the things you were saying to us. Tonight, obviously, Jeffy's with us, of course, and we're joined by Stephanie Webster from CT Bites is hanging out with us.
Yes,
hey.
Stephanie. What's up?
Dan, you're out there on the street. Are you on the street currently right now at the moment?
I am. Yes, I am.
Is there anyone out there to talk to? Let's see if you can get a comment from somebody out on the street.
They're not going to want to get anywhere near him.
There is nobody out here. It's a ghost town.
Yeah.
You know, it's crazy. Everyone, this is like unprecedented that there are so few people out. It's incredible.
I hear the crickets. I mean, there's nobody out there.
What's after eight?
Nothing. Crickets. Ain't even birds. It's just crickets.
I mean, when you go up to somebody and you ask them and you say, hey, what do you get? Do they say this to you?
You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
Wow. That's not a really good comment at all, huh?
And just throw a fistful of candy in my face. It's
candy? That's terrible. I mean, remember Monday night when you went and asked that one guy, you were like, what do you think about coronavirus? And he said,
you ever seen a grown man naked?
I didn't think that made any sense, but that's what he said to you.
And he gave me his phone number.
And then he threw candy in your face?
It was a weird night. It was a weird, weird night.
It was a weird night. Dan, do you hear what Steph and Chef Matt are doing with the whole making meals? You hear that?
Yes. I heard it. I heard about it previously. I think it's an amazing thing, especially being in the neighborhood. You know, this whole trying to figure out what we're going to do with all this stuff is kind of it's kind of crazy. I've been just on it all day. Just, you know, when you're in there and you're on the front lines and you've seen everything happen and you're feeling people coming in, because I'm still working. Where I feel so bad, like I've been reaching out to every chef I know about what they're dealing with because all the restaurants had to be closed. I'm on the other end where I got everybody now who's not going to restaurants is coming to me. And now on top of it, I have employees who are terrified. And it's like, it's crazy. It's kind of an incredibly overwhelming experience.
How busy is it in the store right now? Because you run a gourmet grocery store. You guys have amazing food there. How busy is it?
So when they announced that they were closing the restaurants and bars for an undetermined amount of time, as soon as they did that, we got hit crazy.
Yeah.
And this was before we were kind of pushing forth the whole 6 feet. It was all the kind of things you need to do to put yourself in the right situation and not get infected by somebody. It was just kind of coming out. So we just got hit. And they took everything. We had a lot of stuff, too. And luckily, we had a lot of stuff. We were making 6 packs of eggs from our cases of 42 dozen eggs. Like, we were working. We were handling it. You called me and wanted me on the show last time. And I was like, I can't. I need to go to bed because
I'm dying.
It's just crazy.
Right.
It's just been so crazy. And there's a lot of people. It's coming in. And their first thing they do is they come in. They ask you questions. What's going on? Everyone has the kind of where people you see every day, and I'm hugging customers and telling everybody, oh man, it's good to see you. It's like, hey, point, have a good day. Whatever you need, let me know. I'll make sure you get it. But, you know, and it's crazy. It's just such a surreal feeling.
Wow. That's crazy, man. Well, listen, you and I had a conversation off air. We're talking on the phone, and you know, I was quoting you in that last interview there, talking about how, you know, people were worried about grocery stores not having enough food, and you were like, "Bro, we got plenty of food. It's going to keep coming." And you know, just speak to that for a second there, Dan, before we get your Corona update.
Well, so yeah, I mean, we have Sysco, Dairyland, we have a vegetable purveyor, Marquez Produce. And basically, they have very few other customers now that all the restaurants closed. And they have warehouses just full of stuff. Like, the market's still open. Cisco has tons of stuff they're trying to get rid of, even though they're – I'm not going to talk about that.
They got tons of stuff. About that, Jeffy. With these guys closing down, these places have even more food now, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I did for my private chef gig. I just called all my purveyors that I would usually use for, like, large parties and just was like, yo, you guys good? And they were like, fuck yeah, anything you need. And I was like, great.
That's awesome. Sid
Wainer and Son, Jay King, Cisco – you know, all these guys, all the food purveyors are still delivering. So it's like, if you have a connection with that, you can easily get anything you want. Fresh lettuce, fresh tomatoes. You might have to buy a half case.
You know, it's one of the things I'm just harping on, Steph, because I see it everywhere. People are really worried about running out of food, and it's nothing to worry about. Yeah. We're good now. We're good right now.
Well, it's actually good to hear, because I'm a little calmer than the average person on this, but I do think that people are panicked. And it's from misinformation or lack Absolutely. Of information. So you saying this is actually incredibly helpful and something I will continue to share with people that I speak with, because it's good to know.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, another... Oh,
no, go ahead, Jeffy. Sorry.
I was just going to say another thing that we should tell people out there is, if you're connected with someone in the restaurant industry and you're having trouble finding food, and you can put a couple people together and call, you know, if you know Matt Storch or you know one of these other chefs mm-hmm. that are around there and their restaurants are closed and you want to throw them a couple bucks to make an order yep. for you, I guarantee they would be super happy to order anything you needed from one of their purveyors and have you come pick it up.
Wow, what a great idea.
Yep.
That's a great
yeah.
idea.
And honestly, they're already doing it. Most of the chefs have already offered that. You know, if their client wants something they can't find, exactly. It's a Absolutely. Nice way to help the restaurant, as you say, to throw a few bucks their way, and everyone gets what they need.
Yeah, that's a fantastic idea. I remember I was talking to Dan the other day, and he was like, I was like, are you worried about the food running out? And he was like, bro, I got a grocery store. He's like, what do you want? We'll get it right now. I got all of it. What do you need?
Yeah.
I got the keys.
Straight up.
What do you want?
I've been asking everybody I know, everybody I talk to. I'm like, yo, you good? Need something? Let me know. I got you. I'll drop something off. I've been hitting up everybody I know in the area. I went to bring my grandmother some food. I left her food. And I left.
Mm.
And then she called me. Yeah, you know, Grandma. You know, Nona. Jeff met Nona.
Yeah. She's going to be sad.
So
I
left
my
her
head.
Food. She called me six times. She's like, come see me. I'm like, yo, I can't come see you. Like, I don't know what I have. You're 90 years old. If I breathe on you wrong, you're going to pass out anyway. So, no. I'm like, yo, stay your distance. I'll come see you when I see you. We'll be all right.
I need some of the pork chops. I'm going to bring Steph to you, and you got to give us pork chops.
Yes, no problem.
Yes.
His pork chops, Steph, are out fucking rageous. You eat them like a lollipop when you drive your car.
Oh, those are my favorite kind of pork chops.
Oh.
Yeah, we got the nice handle on them.
It's so fucking good. Dan, all right, well, let's get down to some serious business here, man. I know you've done a lot of hardcore research. You've been in the books. You've been in the trenches. You've talked to people. You've been in the hospitals. You were at the press conference today with the president and the vice president getting all the information for everybody. You're out there kind of laying out some of the misnomers, things that are untrue when it comes to the coronavirus. You got a couple of them for us tonight?
Yes, of course. There's always misinformation.
Yeah,
a lot of it
out there.
Creeping around every corner. And it's, you know, you gotta get deep to get that information, to find out the truth.
Yeah, you
And
do.
I'm here to tell you some of the things that I have discovered.
You gotta get deep, Jeff. You hear that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's important. So what do you got, Dan? What did you find for us?
So there's a thing that says that animals, dogs specifically, can be infected.
I saw that, yeah.
By the coronavirus. Yeah, so there was some Pomeranian, some little angry, barky motherfucker from China, and they thought his guy was like, no, he definitely has it. They tested the dog. They made a big deal about it. The dog tested negative. He was fine.
Yeah,
there's never been a case of an animal.
I read that too. They were saying about dogs could have it, but it's completely untrue, right?
Completely untrue. Animals cannot get it.
Wow. I mean, Steph, did you see that where it said the dogs could get it? I saw that some article about that.
No, I thought they could not get it. But just talk to me about the fact that we got it from an animal. So an animal must have had it at some point.
Not a dog, though.
Not a dog.
Not a dog. Nope, you're correct. Don't hang out
not
with those pangolins, though, man. That
They're
is
saying
crazy.
It was a bat. Yeah, they said it was a bat.
Bat and a pangolin. Because I just like saying the word pangolin.
And that weird-ass animal.
I love
antlers.
I like
scales.
Yeah, that's like
pangolin,
the best-looking animal ever.
Go ahead, baby. Pangolin, baby. Go ahead, baby.
Would you braise that?
Probably. Dan, what else you got for us? You got another one for us?
All right. So, there's a lot of talk, obviously. Everyone wants to go into the whole, you know, Dawn of the Dead, walking zombies, and the coronavirus will not turn you into a zombie.
Good to know.
Really? Are you sure?
I'm 99.5% sure.
Okay.
There was a case of a guy that tried to claim the reason he ate his wife's brain was because of the coronavirus, but that was not true.
All right. Well, that's good news. That's good, news.
Yeah.
Good to know. So, yeah, there's no zombie apocalypse. It's just the coronavirus.
Well, just in case, like Jeff and I always say, double tap them just to make sure they're down.
Double tap. Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's people look like zombies out there, but they're not zombies.
Right. Right. All right. That's good news. Yeah, that's good news, Steph. So zombie apocalypse is not happening. We don't need to find Rick Grimes. We're going to be okay.
You've debunked a lot of stuff. I feel better. I can sleep easier now.
Dan works hard at this. I'm sure he's got one more for us. Dan,
yeah, I can tell.
What else you got for us that's going to help us on this whole adventure that we're on currently?
So there's a shortage of sanitizer. Sure. I don't know if there's a shortage of it. They just can't get to it or whatever, but...
Sanitizer, toilet paper.
Sanitizer. Yeah. Not toilet paper, but the things, you know, I guess soap. People forgot soap exists. I don't know. Little sanitizer bottles. Armor All wipes. You're
like
in a pinch.
For your car?
Yeah, for your car. Armor All wipes. If you're in a pinch, there's enough alcohol in there that will actually kill the coronavirus.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Fascinating. Yes.
So
if you're in a pinch, you know, you got nothing to do and you're afraid of zombie coronavirus animals, you grab your Armor All wipes and you handle business and you're safe.
Wow.
What about urine?
I'm gonna stock up.
About urine.
Not the urine.
Urine works as well.
I drink a lot of alcohol. I'm pretty sure that it doesn't all get recycled by my liver. Will that work?
Great question.
Pee on yourself.
And I'm asking you.
I love his answer. It was pee on yourself.
That's what you do for jellyfish bites, isn't it?
100%. I pretty much for any bite, I insist that someone pees on me. That's what I. That's
just
that's,
urinate. Just urinate all over.
Yeah, just you know. I told my wife the other day as we
were walking. Someone gets bit by a jellyfish like 4 or 5 times a year.
Well, Dan, I got to be honest with you. You kind of brought some real facts here. I was expecting jokes the entire time. I like how you sprinkled in a joke. And then you hit us with the real facts. Nicely done, sir.
I just want to, you know, make it fun and also knowledgeable for the crowd. So, you know, they can feel the flow. They can know that we actually have brains and we're not just about dick jokes.
Well, there you go. I love it. That's our man on the street, Chef Dan. You can hear him out there on the street currently right now. Check it out. Listen, he's on the street. Yeah, everybody's out there. It's busy.
Did you play Dan's new song?
What new song?
The one I sang for him. I came up with it.
Oh, no, I haven't put it. We'll do it Thursday.
When he's out on the street.
All right,
with Dan.
Something about in a van. I heard it when you was on.
Yeah, no, the virus van with Dan.
Hold on.
I think it was rocking round with Corona Town.
In the virus van with Dan.
Do you actually have a van, Dan, that you drive in or no?
I do now.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I was wondering. I must have been, Jeff, did you have that scent? I found it with the keys in the front yard. I was just like, okay, cool, thanks.
I do what I can, bro.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Check it out. So just I want to take a few minutes before we get on out of here. Steph, thank you so much for sitting in with us. You're so fun. You're so easy. I love it.
My pleasure. I'll sit in with you anytime.
You're easy. You just hang out, chime in. You're perfect. I mean, Jeff, don't you think she's great?
Whatever. Steph is great.
I'm perfect,
like I said,
Jeff.
Lighter than a fish. She seems like a nightingale. She's hilarious. She keeps me entertained. She knows where to get great food. She's connected. She can get us tables.
Super connected.
Good lady to know right here. The boss lady.
I'm upset that we didn't get to dance against you this year, though. I was upset about that.
Dude, we need to make that happen again. We're going to talk about that in another episode.
Billy Blanks.
Yeah.
Dancing with the Stars, baby.
We had a great time. Billy Blanks, by the way, wants to be on the show, Jeffy.
Hi to him and stuff on Instagram.
Did you hear me, Jeffy?
What was that?
No, what'd you say?
Billy Blanks wants to be on the show.
I want to get Billy on.
So bad.
Best.
Dude, it was so awesome. I was talking to Steph, and I was like, oh, what are you up to? And she's like, oh, I'm hanging out with Billy Blanks. And I was like, what?
Billy Blanks Jr.
I was like, Tybo Billy Blanks?
Get out!
I was like, get the fuck out of here. I was so excited. I did Tybo for a little while.
I would
That's
love to, you could set yourself up a cam for free, and people to watch you do Tybo, I think.
I'll do that for you.
Jesus Christ.
Good morning, my neighbor!
What was that?
Nothing.
You can't have your own soundboard unless it's official.
I have a song now. That's all I care about. That's my dream.
Look, Jeffy, I want to take a few minutes before we get on out of here tonight and just talk a little bit about, we've had a lot of our good chef brothers reaching out and talking to us. I mean, a lot of people have lost their jobs, been laid off from their jobs. And you know, really? You're going to make sound effects? I'm trying to be serious now?
No, I was trying to open up all that information, and it opened up something else.
What was it, a duck?
No, it was a terrible TikTok video that got sent to me.
TikTok?
We're listening. Plum, we're listening. We're listening to you.
I sometimes wish I could turn the camera on and just watch what Jeff does and we do the show because I have no idea.
Because I have the attention, you know. Squirrel. Yeah, you know, I'm all over the place. You know,
I just picture shiny up. He's like caulking things and like muting the microphone and telling people to be quiet and like trying on different kilts. Like he's just doing weird shit.
There's a little kilt trying on here and there. I don't fit in my kilt like I used to. So.
He's turning to his wife and going, what about these pasties? And then he's like, oh, yeah, Plum, I saw that. And he mutes it again. He's like, do you like the tassels or the flaming ones?
Never flaming on the mist.
This is amazing.
I don't know what you do. But look, I want to talk a little bit about... Listen, if you're getting laid off from your job, if you're losing your job now, I'm sure it feels like the end of the world, but... Listen, here's the good thing, the good news about it. One, you're not fired from the job. Like, you were laid off, and you were laid off in a time when everyone's expecting people to get laid off. So, you know, finding another job isn't like having the former job on your resume as being fired. You weren't fired, you were laid off because of the fucking virus that no one could control. So don't think about it, it's the end of the world. It's not the end of the fucking world. You're going to be okay. Two, you can file for unemployment. I wish I had known that when I was younger, but I never did it when I was younger, Jeff. I just didn't know that was a thing. But it's actually not that hard to do. Currently, I did the research. I know that when you file for unemployment in New York City, New York, it's not a ton of money. The maximum amount is $510 that you can get a week, which equates to about $26,000 a year. Is that good math, Steph? I'm trying to do math quickly.
That was pretty impressive, actually.
Not
that
bad,
was good.
Right?
Yeah,
and it's late at night, too. Yeah, not bad.
No, my brain works best late at night. But it's something, and so you should definitely apply for it and get it. And that it basically comes out to every state's a little bit different how they calculate it, but you know, it's basically a percentage of what you make. The most amount of money you make out of the year, it's a percentage of that. That's what it comes out to be. With you know, New York being an example, it's $510 a week. But it's something, so you have something coming in. And there's going to be also incentives and bonuses coming in. That's not a bonus, but like more money coming from the government. They've been talking about it. Steph, do you think it's actually going to happen? Do you think they're actually going to send checks out to people?
I really think it is going to happen. There is so much conversation going around. Local government, national government, it's going to happen. I think they have to help save this industry.
Listen, not trying to sound... I don't need it. I don't want it. I'd rather it go to somebody who needs it. Like, do you think we're going to have a choice in the matter?
Well, absolutely. I don't think you're going to have a choice in the matter. But there's a choice in the matter after you receive it. I mean, that is a big conversation we're all having. All these people who don't necessarily need it, let's think about who does and pool money together and send it in that direction. So that's going to be a whole secondary conversation once this all plays out.
Well, but
which
also,
could be interesting.
The other conversation to have about that is and I don't know, because the bill was signed and put into law. We don't know exactly what it says yet. We'll have more information tomorrow on exactly what it says and exactly what it's going to be.
Well,
it's the
Corona whatever act, the Relief Act or whatever.
That might be what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah, like yeah. it was put on the floor by the House yesterday, and then it got signed over by the House, and then today the president signed it into play, right? Is that what we're talking about?
Yep.
So it's very good. It's gonna help a lot of people with kids. It's not geared to help specifically people in restaurants or in service work. You know,
that's difficult.
It's for everyone in America. There's a lot of people being laid off, not just service workers. You know, it's a lot of people who aren't able to go to work because of this. Plus, there's people who are sick and have to be quarantined,
right?
Or their kids are home from school. Yeah. I mean, there's so many different factors to why people can't go to work right now. That what they've done is they've extended the unemployment benefits in some areas. They've put in a lot of money into funds to make sure that benefits don't run out in states that where unemployment reaches above 10%. If there's more than a 10% increase in unemployment, there's a lot of money.
Wait a minute, time a lot out. Of money I want to put this. I just want to throw this out there. Jeffy took his kilt off and started fucking throwing facts at motherfuckers right now. This is what's up. I love this, Jeffy. Bald-headed Jeffy with facts.
I eat free ball when I throw facts around. You know that.
This is awesome. This is some sexy shit. Keep going.
Yeah. So I mean, it's just basically there's a bunch of food assistance programs out there to help people who are hungry. You know, one thing I think you can do right now is if you don't have money, you don't have food, you have kids, you're not sure what you're going to do, you should call 211 in your area and you should tell them that. Tell whoever on the phone, this is what I'm going through. This is what I need. If you're going to get laid off, if you have been laid off, you need to contact the unemployment office immediately. Do not fuck around. Do not wait. Do not think that this is going to like slide in a month and then go contact them. Let them know right away, I lost my job. I need money to pay bills. Period. That's it. And someone's going to – they're putting people – there's things in place to help people who need that help.
What's that number again, Jeffy?
Because 211 – it's, you know, that's just like a, not 911, but 211. Like, what's the 211, you know?
Yeah.
I think it's 411 is actually what I'm thinking.
That's information. Mary J.
That's 211.
Yeah, 211 is information. So it's in your local area. You hit 211. I'm sure there's like a number also for every area. Like, it's like, I'm sure New York City is a 212 number. I'm sure up in Connecticut it's like a 203 number or whatever.
Well, that's awesome. I mean, listen, we're talking about, too, the stimulus thing they're working on where supposedly there's going to be a check in April and a check in May going out for people to help stimulate the economy, which is hysterical because stores are closed. But okay. Steph
well,
just gave me the sign.
It's all
like,
the economy to help
delivery.
You survive, not to get you out there shopping for new dresses. Right?
Steph just goes, right. I mean, what do you want? They're giving you money. Like, for fuck's sake, stop complaining. Listen, I need to go to Lane Bryant and buy a new blouse, and I can't do that right now. That's my issue.
It's critical. It's critical.
It's important. It's important. But hopefully that'll happen for people as well. And like Jeffy said, 211 as well, or there's probably a number in your – if that's not the right number for your state or your city, you can there's there. You just got to look it up. Just Google it.
Cause there's, sure 211 is everywhere.
Okay.
Yeah, if you call 211, they'll give you the information you need for your area.
Look at this. Y'all motherfuckers are on point. That's what I'm talking about.
He is a wealth of knowledge.
Right?
A veritable wealth of knowledge. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Veritable.
Jeff is killing the game. And here's the thing. And the reason why
really
I think
is.
It's important for us to talk about this. And we're gonna mention this every episode, Jeffy, until this is all done. Because, listen, when I was a young cook in the industry, if I had lost my job, I'd have been fucked. Because I wouldn't know what to do.
Yeah.
I mean, when
You're
I was
clueless.
Working,
yeah,
when I was working for... you know, $7.25 an hour at Mulligan's in Richmond, Virginia, I wouldn't know what the fuck to do if I had lost my job and because of this. And I think there's more people out there like that than people who realize it. You know, I mean, I think it's people who need to be told that, listen, there's something you can do. You're not up Schitt's Creek. Like, you can collect unemployment. You can call 211. They're going to figure out how to get you taken care of. This whole thing is not your fault. This is no one's fault at all. People are getting screwed, and you didn't do anything wrong. I mean,
it's definitely not anyone's fault in particular. You know, my wife just texted me something from earlier, but I think it's important just to share again, too, is that, you know, all these schools that are closed, most of these schools are still serving lunches and getting them out there to kids who were in school and getting lunches. So that's another pretty cool thing. If you're in an area, I would reach out to the schools. if you're needing food, I mean, I'm sure there's stuff, there's notes coming home with kids and stuff like that too, but I mean, just see what's going on there, because
absolutely,
there's also a ton of food in those places.
I mean, overall, and I gotta just be honest, and you guys can disagree with me and it's okay, I think overall, as far as our local governments are concerned, our statewide governments are concerned, I think everyone's trying to do the right thing. I don't know if everyone knows what the right thing is yet, but we're doing our best to figure out what the right thing is to do, and people are doing what they think is the right thing. And as much as I'm not a fan of our president and all that sort of stuff, I think they're all, I do legitimately think they're trying to do the right thing. And pay attention. I mean, all of those press conferences, all the information is online. You just have to look it up. Spend 10 minutes. You can be freaking well-educated in 10 minutes on everything and knowing what you can do. Like we said earlier in the show tonight, it's, to me, the fact that it's even being mentioned in press conferences and talked about our industry, the hospitality industry, to me, gives me hope. It makes me think that people are thinking about people. And I meant when I said, when this is all said and done, we'll do everything we can here on this program to help people get replaced, to get new jobs put in place.
Yep.
Steph, I know it's the same way. We'll do everything it possibly can.
Yep.
To help people. Because, listen, it's okay to ask for help. That's the way it goes. So don't think about it. It's
absolutely.
Fine. So
keep your heads up. Keep your heads up. You know, if for some reason your business has to be laid off or has to close, you know, there's going to be money there for banks to give out money to get people started again, to get people back on their feet. Like, the last thing that America wants to do is just have everyone close their place and, you know what I mean? Like, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen in the long term.
Right.
I know it's going to be some dark days in the immediate, but you've got to take a deep breath, buckle down, and we're all going to get through this.
We absolutely are, yep. 100%.
I know that your community is going to support you. And in the end, like, just judging from what's been going on right now, currently, there are people out there who are going to help and support you when you need it.
Absolutely, absolutely. Steph, thank you so much for hanging out with us. We love hanging out with you. We really do.
It was my pleasure. I enjoy hanging out with you as well.
It was a little
lovely conversation.
Tonight, right? It was good.
Yeah, it was great. I learned some things. I want to see the kilt. I'm curious now.
There's
unanswered questions.
This week on Corona Apocalypse.
That's right. That's right. But Steph, thank you. You're the best. Seriously, check out ctbites.com. Listen, she's got CT. She's got bites going everywhere. Miami. Westchester, which is doing fantastic. Well, not right now. It's not, because they're all,
yeah, it's a little slow right now because they're all infected, but you know, it'll be up and running.
Listen, when this all goes down, Steph, you and I have to talk offline at some point. We have a fantastic project this summer I want you to come hang out with us for.
Oh, I'm excited. Let's
chat. It's in the Hamptons, and it's gonna be really, really fun and stupid.
Oh, very swaggy. Yeah, I'm in.
Yeah, that's it.
And stupid.
Yeah, well, you know.
Swanky parties.
Dan, thank you for all your hard work. We appreciate it.
Sure. Yo, I'm happy to be on. I'm happy to share the love. I've been just trying to share my Instagram, sharing everything I see, every restaurant that posts that they're doing something.
Yeah, you are.
That they're doing some kind of food or sharing some kind of idea or putting something out there. Yeah. I just been sharing it, just putting it all out there so that everybody knows what everybody's doing, because people are really trying to do things and people need to pay attention.
Yo, if you guys don't, you got to follow Dan at Chef One Above All. He's a great follow on Instagram, man. He's putting great restaurant food out there and supporting people. And Jeffy, of course, big shout out to you for powering through the coronavirus to be here on the program still, man. It means the world. I appreciate it.
Listen, man, I told you guys I was going to give out hugs in Chinatown and get the coronavirus and beat it like a man. That's what I've done.
I feel so uncomfortable when you talk about beating things like a man.
Listen, I got an immune system.
Okay.
I'm just saying. I don't know what he's talking about. I don't know. He wears kilts.
You're a pro wrestling fan. What are you talking about? You know exactly what I'm talking about.
The following contest is scheduled. All right. Check it out, ladies and gentlemen.
Coronavirus on one side.
Tomorrow night.
Best immune system on the other.
Tomorrow night, Jeffy, our guest is Alexandra Allred, is joining the program tomorrow night. You got to make sure you tune in. She is the reason we have a female bobsled team is because of Alexandra. She is amazing.
Ooh.
And she's also a cage fighter, which is pretty fucking cool. Not only that, she's a massive barbecue fan and throws one of the biggest barbecue festivals in Texas. We're going to have her on the program tomorrow night. We're going to do a coronavirus update. We're going to check in with everybody, and we'll keep this going. Ladies and gentlemen, listen, I appreciate you tuning in. dealing with me, I have to have a creative outlet. If I don't, I go crazy. So that's why we're doing this program. But we appreciate you guys listening and tuning in, all the likes, all the messages, all the reviews on Instagram and not Instagram, you know, review on Instagram, on iTunes. It means the world. So thank you guys so, so much. Steph, big shout out to you. Thank you very much for joining us again. We truly appreciate it. Dan, shout out to you, brother. Always. Jeffy, shout out to you. And ladies and gentlemen, please remember that food is one of the most important things we have in life. Everything important in life revolves around food. Let's make sure we give the time it deserves. See you tomorrow, right here on Pomo Foods.
Power, too
bye,
sweet to be sour and funky like a monkey. Sky's the limit and space is the place.
Thank you for listening to Plum Love Foods Live. See you next week, good brothers and sisters.